It was during this week, 112 years ago, that Ellis Island experienced its busiest day ever. 1907 was also its busiest year in terms of immigrant arrivals. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has more on the differences between immigrants then and now.
Andrew Lim works at New American Economy, a think tank devoted to immigration. Recently, he and his team sifted through old census data to find out who was coming through Ellis Island in terms of skills and English proficiency.
So, for example, in 1907, only 1.3% of immigrants who arrived were professionals. So these are people like doctors, lawyers, engineers even.
At the time, 5% of the American workforce were professionals. Today, 27% of American workers are professionals, but the percentage now is even higher among immigrants.
Over 34%, so more than one in three immigrants.
In other words, immigrants now are far more skilled than they were more than a century ago. They're also far more likely to know English today. Still, historians and educators say the public clings to the myth of yesterday's immigrant, supposedly more skilled than today's.
We're remarkably ignorant sometimes of our own history.
Kevin Jennings runs the Tenement Museum. He says a lot of visitors think that earlier immigrants weren't just more skilled, but more law-abiding.
You would be amazed at how many people come through this museum and say that to us. Say, my grandparents came here legally. And we have to tell them, well, of course your grandparents came here legally. There were no laws.
It was basically open borders, he says, unless you were Chinese, in which case it didn't matter how qualified you were, because in 1907, you weren't allowed in. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.